The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right, welcome back to Mind Pump. This is the show that's so fat, it's your mom.
Way to go, bro. We just lost like 500 fucking listeners.
Yo, mama. So this is Sal DiStefano. I'm here with my co-host, Adam Schaefer.
Whoop, whoop.
And Justin Andrews.
I don't have anything.
Good. So you guys,
I didn't rehearse.
So you guys, we gotta talk about this. So some fights just happened. So we're all big UFC fans. We all like mixed martial arts. And this just happened. We're recording this. Today's a Wednesday. The fights happened on a Saturday. So I'm not sure when we're going to air the show. But this happened. We just found this out, a couple days ago. Let me read the fucking headline. Because this cracks me up. And I'll tell you why. This is the headline on ESPN.com. Anderson Silva, Nick Diaz, fail drug tests. So they both failed drug tests. Now, before we go into some of these details, I'd like to first bring this part up. Anderson Silva tested positive for anabolic steroids. Nick Diaz tested positive for marijuana. Why are they both included in that title? I mean, yes, they both failed, drug tests.
Yeah, like that's like two, like...
Get the fuck out of it. And here's what should happen.
Like similar the things. That's like totally
the,
not...
Well, like the marijuana helped Nick other. Diaz at all? Maybe that's why he lost.
No. Let me tell you what happened.
This is not a performance-enhancing drug.
If you're a fighter and you test positive for marijuana, you should get an extra award. They should give you another, oh, fuck.
If you chilled out that fight. That's great.
Yeah, if you go into a fight and you whoop someone's ass stoned off of marijuana, you are a badass. Yeah, you are a badass.
Absolutely, you just crazy. Don't care. you're like, I'm not good.
So, Silva had some anabolic steroid metabolites found in his blood. You know what's cool? You know what's crazy about this too? People always look at people and say, based upon their appearance, oh, that guy's on juice or that guy isn't.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva don't look like he's on steroids.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He looks like a skinny dude.
Well, I mean, do you think...
Now, that he can obviously kick the shit out of all of us at the same time, but the guy doesn't look like he's on anything.
No.
But he tested positive for steroids.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a little myth busting right there. You can't always tell just by looking at somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I think, too, he suffered a horrendous injury, and... maybe that went into the psychology of like, okay, well, through my comeback story, like I want to be at my ultimate strength. And maybe he compromised a bit along that journey. I don't know.
Well, you could also say, too, he could have been using IGF and HGH just to help speed up his recovery.
Yeah, and they can't even test for that. So
that's true.
I'm speculating that a lot of these guys probably use that all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you've talked about this before that in one of our episodes when we talked about anabolic steroids, what a lot of these athletes do. So people don't realize this, but it's illegal for them to just take flat out anabolic steroids. But if they're on hormone therapy replacement, you can, which is the same fucking thing.
Yeah, basically.
But didn't they ban that completely?
I think they might have said it's banned.
Yeah,
now.
A couple guys kind
after,
of abused
after
that.
The Chael Sonnen thing, because I think he was one of the last ones that got busted that way, but was doing his hormone replacement therapy or whatever.
Well, so. The other thing too is Anderson Silva's getting up there in age in terms of like how old you are to be a fighter. How old is he now?
He's almost 40.
Is he almost 40? That's ancient for fighting.
Yeah, I want to say he's 38 or 39.
Yeah, you're old. Once you hit like 34, you're getting pretty old in terms of fighting. You're not old, obviously, in everyday life. But if you're going to get in the cage and try and kick someone's ass or get your ass kicked, you're getting pretty old. So, that might put that might be part of it.
He turns 40 in April.
Yeah. See.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. And I mean, we talked about, athletes and steroids and how we speculate that a good chunk of them use it just because of the amount of money that's involved and what they have, to lose and gain from using them. But again, I want to commend the UFC again, another organization that catches another athlete. Because let me tell you something. the guys that fight in the UFC don't use more steroids than other sports. It's not like using all this juice and pro football players and baseball players aren't using any.
Yeah. Right.
No, but the UFC is just more hardcore about it. Like if they catch you.
Well, it's one guy to test. It's not a whole team.
Yeah. Yeah. There's less people, I guess.
That's part of it. And I don't know. I don't know. And it's like, he got caught, but I mean, I really don't take anything away from like his record. Please, dude. Like, he is the legend that he is. Oh, you know, and 100%. So I wouldn't even. I don't know.
It goes back to the.
I don't look at that as like
a black record on there.
Yeah,
when we talked about the Barry Bonds thing. Like, steroids do not make you hit the ball further. Because a little more strength, that's
it makes you a stronger version of yourself.
Yeah, right. But the hand-eye coordination
still amounts to the skill. What the point I was trying to make. Yeah,
exactly. The Anderson Silva thing is the exact same way. I'm willing to speculate that 90% of the athletes he fought were on some sort of performance enhancement.
Of course,
right? Yeah, and they're younger and stronger, and they're coming in fresh.
Yeah,
And so it for him. What level he's almost turning 40, and I didn't even know that, but that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, for that sport, that is old.
Well, and Sal commends the UFC for doing this, but this is to me, I don't know, dude. I'm not a fan of this. I don't like it because I feel like what you just said is so true. It's no matter what we say, it's going to take away from some of his, it's like,
it taints some of his record. I just don't feel any of that.
And that's the part that I don't like. I don't think that's fair to him.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair because he got caught or because
he's the baddest dude ever.
Yeah.
One of them.
And that's the one thing I don't like. I mean, here's the thing. If and I know Sal was commending the UFC for making a better attempt as far as professional sports, but hey, my opinion is this: if you're gonna fucking test, then everybody has to get tested. It has to be fair. It has to be every single person, you can't. I know.
No, the cost is just insane.
I know. That's what I mean. You can't. You can't feasibly do it. So then, to have it in there at all is ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're gonna randomly do it to some people. And not get every single person equally when they should be tested, then I don't believe you should do it at all. Because just to make an example, so that's awesome. You're going to make an example of Anderson Silva. You're going to tarnish his fucking record and defame him because of this. Maybe not defame him. He's probably going to be just as famous because of it, but he will. He'll forever be thought of, he took steroids.
Well, there's two things I want to say about that. First and foremost is the more people that get caught, the less it becomes a big deal. Mm-hmm. If it's one guy in 10 years, then that dude's like, oh, that's the big juicer. But look, these guys are getting caught every fucking year. The more this happens, and people are starting to give a shit less and less. Have you noticed this? Like, people are like, oh, okay, got caught for steroids, big deal. Like, it's not becoming that big of a deal. So the more they do this, I don't think it's going to tarnish the image like it used to back in, 10 years ago, which I think is a good thing.
Well, because people like us are talking about it now. Yeah. It wasn't like that before. So,
yeah.
But...
Well, it's the Nevada State Commission that's really
hardcore.
Yeah, they're the ones that are doing the testing, and they sort of deferred it to them. So these results and everything, it's not like the UFC is releasing this.
The UFC they have to be careful because you guys got to remember it was not that long ago, that mixed martial arts was considered a blood sport. It was considered human cockfighting, and. So they have to take this very seriously because
states like New York, right?
Well, because to the untrained eye, this looks like this far more violent and dangerous sport than, let's say, boxing, which is one of America's favorite sports, when in reality, mixed martial arts is safer than boxing. So that's one of the reasons. But, the other part with this, when you're looking at sports and anabolic steroids, they do benefit you definitely performance-wise, but in some sports, they help you more than they do in others. In mixed martial arts, you are in a weight class. Okay, let's not forget that. So if you're juiced up.
Right, built a bunch of muscle, you're up in the next weight class.
Right, if you're juiced up and you weigh 190 pounds juiced up, and you fight a guy who's natural at 190, he's bigger than you.
Yeah.
He's a bigger, stronger dude than you. It's just the way it is. You can be juiced to the gills, and you go and you lift with someone who's naturally as big as you are, or naturally in that weight class. He's going to have an advantage because he's naturally that way. His body's going to perform better. So it does give you some benefit, I think, on recovery. It does give you some benefit in strength and speed, but there is kind of that limit. And then here's the other part that I wanted to touch on. Did you guys ever watch Pride Fighting Championships? Uh-huh. Do you guys ever remember that?
Yeah.
So Pride was this mixed martial arts organization in Japan that laughingly, they didn't steroid test at all. They didn't test for anything. And there were rumors that they actually gave athletes advice on what to use and whatnot. I loved it when fighters from Pride would go from Pride to fight in the UFC. And all of a sudden, they look like shit. Like,
you'd get their ass kicked by UFC.
Well, not even, I mean, besides that, they just look like shit. Like, here's, you know, like, what's his name? Who is the axe murderer? Vanderlei Silva.
Mm-hmm.
This dude was fucking yacked in Pride. I mean, he was just huge, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, he goes to UFC and he loses like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's still a badass, but it's like, whoa, what happened to you? You know, so like all these fighters moved over to UFC. So I don't think UFC fighters are necessarily natural, but I do think the testing does help regulate how crazy they get with some of their shit, because they don't look like the Pride guys. Those guys look like fucking amateur bodybuilders fighting in their ring. It was insane. So
yeah, I mean, obviously it makes them have to be more cautious. They have to cycle on and off.
Exactly. You know? They're not going into the fight like full blown. Yeah,
exactly.
Roided out.
Exactly.
Shit.
They can't, because they could possibly just like Silva get tested, a couple weeks before. So you got to cycle off and do all that shit. But that's just it. I really believe that in professional sports, the game no longer becomes whether you do or you don't. It's who's better at disguising and how much can you get away with without it popping up on a test. And do not get it twisted. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry. There is people that are underground that are all a step ahead of every test that came out. There's already someone figuring out how to break it, and how to disguise it and how to do something and create something else that we can't find. Just like we talked about in the last episode about pro hormones and how they manipulate one single compound, do things like that. Like, these guys are up and up.
Well, how do you guys feel about like John Jones tested positive for cocaine? And then it's funny, they're making a bigger deal about Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz than John Jones.
Yeah, and I think cocaine's worse. Forget
the drugs. I think it's just because John Jones is like their boy, right?
Marijuana and cocaine both, like, are those really performance-enhancing drugs?
I think cocaine probably makes you think your performance is increasing, right?
Well, he was tested for that afterwards, right? It wasn't during right before a fight or right at a fight.
No, it was beforehand. Yeah. It was beforehand.
I mean, he's what, in Las Vegas doing a line of coke? Who gives a fuck, dude? What is he, 20?
He's in South America.
He makes a couple million dollars, maybe he doesn't make that much, but he probably makes $1 million a year, somewhere around there between advertising.
More than that now. He's actually pretty high paid.
Yeah, okay. Right. So okay, he's a multimillionaire. And he's what, 20 something years old? And do a line of coke, bro.
They don't make even like, near as much as they should be making in comparison to like boxers and that sport. Like, UFC fighters are just now sort of like getting up in pay, but
that's because they all belong to one organization.
It's unrealistic. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they should be getting paid a lot more. I mean, look at the damage they take.
No matter what, it's still a lot of training it takes to get to that level. It's still a lot of money.
It is money.
If you want to do something like that to your body, then fucking do it. Who are we to tell you? And you know what? And I know there's people listening right now going like, oh my God, well, he's a role model for our kids and this and that. But you know what? Fucking parent then. Tell him he's not a role model. See, son? See this kid, how he fucks up and he does cocaine? Don't be that kid.
You know who should be a role model to your kids?
Yeah.
You. Mom and dad.
Quit worrying about who's famous.
What you want your kids
I can't stand when that's the defense. When people want to be like, they should be held to a different standard because they're blah, 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 blah. No,
well, it just goes back to that. Yeah, it goes back to the same thing that we brought up. It's like your heroes, they fail you.
Yeah.
Because it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like, the portrayal of what you see is not what it is.
You know, shame on us.
It's just like, I mean, even if you look at like comic books, like you see the portrayal of like a human being, like being the superhuman and having these like ridiculous features. You try and aspire to that, but it's so unrealistic to sustain that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you want that, and it's just this longing to really like project yourself onto that image.
Well, shame on us though for parents for allowing to empower these superheroes and these people that are just celebrities and things like that.
It's an interesting part of human nature, isn't it? We take celebrities, you go to the freaking grocery store, you're in line, you see Kim Kardashian in every goddamn magazine. we take celebrities and we take people who have no talent.
That ass is in your face.
Yeah, who are famous for just being famous, right? And then we put them on a pedestal and then we worship them. And then when they do something stupid,
we criticize
them. It's like this big deal, and it's like, really, why? Like,
Logically, you know that there's something else there.
Well,
you know,
why, it's like, I don't see why aren't we why aren't we putting scientists up there? Why aren't we putting people with really, right. really inspiring stories?
That's what I'm saying. You know? That goes back to your parents. Shame on you. Yeah. Shame on us for empowering fucking celebrity. That's why when you guys asked me the other day, I don't even know. Right. I don't follow that shit. I don't give a shit because you know what? Somebody who is a multimillionaire because they are an incredible actor, singer, act, nothing. I mean, that's awesome. Awesome for them or the athlete, whatever that. But that's what they're great at. Yeah. You know, I personally believe everybody sitting at this table has something that they're fucking really good at.
That's a great point.
And that is far more important than being able to throw a football. You know,
it's one aspect that you see that and it's admirable. Yeah. Right. And you're like, wow, you are the pinnacle of that aspect mm-hmm. of life. Like but sporting wise, I look at you as a role model, right? But now like I'm not going to tie myself up into that.
Right.
You know?
Because you probably do drugs. You probably beat chicks. You probably freaking...
There's all this aftermath.
You probably do a lot of stupid shit that my kids should not be fucking...
On that same note, I cannot stand this.
For sure.
When you'll get a football player caught on steroids and everybody blasts him. And then you'll get another football player who freaking will have dog fighting rings in his backyard and dogs are killing each other, or he'll go and beat his girlfriend. And then he comes back and plays and like, oh, he paid his dues. The guy who took steroids is like this fucking cheating asshole.
And tarnished forever.
Like, right. What? Yeah. Where have we put our values? Listen, if you hit a defenseless woman or anybody, or you're just a violent asshole or an animal, in my book, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, if you take drugs and
it's like common law.
Yeah. If you take drugs, I don't care if you're a heroin addict. If you hurt just yourself and you hurt no one else, you're not as big of an asshole as the dude that hits some chick.
You're not even an asshole. Definitely. You just need some work.
Yeah.
you need some
therapy.
Yeah. You need a little bit of therapy and stuff like that. You're most certainly not as bad as somebody who's killing dogs or beating women, dude.
No. And so you have these athletes that are, you know, doing some of that stuff. And, you know, I mean, More people,
but they attribute.
Like,
I mean, let's be honest. So, like, a lot of people attribute a lot of this roid rage, you know, sort of mentality with alongside that domestic violence and alongside
that's a crime.
You know,
shit.
Let's talk about that because you know, let's talk about like you know how many times you hit your head, you know, in practice, and how many times you've had.
Thank you.
Brain damage and how many times like you know the physical contact that you take in every single day it just accumulates and that's what you're responding to. Now you're responding to constant violence
mm-hmm.
and so violence is throughout your day. You know, what's to say
and they blame the steroids.
But it's the steroids.
Studies, by the way. There is really no science to support roid rage.
There is none and it's a crock of shit. Here's the thing. If you were an asshole before steroids, you're just a bigger asshole.
You're,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's bottom line. You were an asshole before you got on steroids.
Your assholeness increases.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Just like your weightlifting and your strength and everything else that comes up from the anabolic steroids. It just multiplies. It doesn't change. It doesn't take somebody who's this cuddly, sweet, nice person and turns them into this monster. No, you were a monster before, dude. You just were a smaller version of it. Yeah. You know, that's it.
Right.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get the cycle. And that's a fucking great point you made, Justin, about that. You know, these guys playing football or you know, training for mixed martial arts or boxing, the constant blows to the head are going to cause, and this is a fact, they will cause psychological changes. They'll cause their increased violent outbursts, increased depression, of course, things like dementia and Alzheimer's later on in life. It's not the steroids that are making these dudes snap. It's the repeated blows.
Physiologically alters your.
But they don't want people to know that. Of course, they want to say, "Oh, it's the steroids."
And they want to smother a lot of those studies too.
Yeah. Well, you could take this with boxing, MMA, any sort of martial art, even football with the aggression that football is played with. Let's be honest. How many times have you guys had your wives tell you or someone else tell you before, like, don't bring work home because, you know, sometimes you can still be in that work mentality. I mean, how many times did you come home from the gym still closing, you know, and talking that way? It's like, okay, well, these guys, 90% of their time is spent beating somebody up or being aggressive and angry like that towards their opponent. You know, sometimes they bring fucking work home, you know, and that's just it. It has nothing to do with what they're injecting or snorting up their nose or any of that shit like that. You know?
Well, some drugs, I'm sure, make you go crazy, but steroids is probably not one of them. I don't think there's any science to support them, but, you know, you do a bunch of.
I was going back to what we talked about with John Jones doing cocaine. I mean, to me, that's. You know, I'm not a cocaine person. I think that someone who's going to do that, like you said, I think it's on them, man. And the way I look at it too, like, I don't know what it's like to be a millionaire at 23 years old. You know, yeah. I know what it's like to be a pretty successful kid at 23 years old. And I know how crazy and wild out I was. I can't imagine if I had millions of dollars, you know, and all that celebrity attention, yeah. stuff like that. Like,
oh, absolutely. I mean, that's going to change your perspective, yes. on everything. Like,
yeah.
I remember too, like, so, and why I brought that up is because it was interesting. I've been watching this lead singer of this band that I followed forever, Azalea Dying, and he's the, he was the lead singer, and he got in a lot of heat because he's actually in jail now because they caught him trying to hire somebody to kill his wife. And so his sort of case, and like, he brought in like somebody to attribute that to his steroid use.
That was just his defense. That was right? him trying to get off.
No, but that's what I'm trying to bring up is that, it, you know, there was a lot of you know, issues and things he was dealing with as far as, you know, prior to that, I'm sure. And, like, I can't speak for him. Obviously, I didn't go through what he went through. And, like, you know, there was things with his wife and, yeah. and adopted kids and things and that all led to that, you know, point. But that was something that the defense, you know, they utilized that as something that they could sort of crutch, you know, their defense on. And I thought that was interesting is because that's the perception.
Oh, just the fact that they can make a case out of it that way, which is silly.
Yeah. Like that's what led him into the decision-making process.
What was the outcome? He didn't work, right? Obviously.
So he was working out at this gym and like ran across his trainer. He was talking about this, like, and so he actually ended up trying to hire this guy to
the trainer.
It wasn't the trainer, but it was like the trainer knew some guy, okay, right? And so he ended up talking to like some sort of detective, and the detective, like, you know, pretended that he was that guy, and then he recorded it, the whole conversation, and and then he got chatted.
That's not what I've been asked yet. I haven't been asked that one. Yet. I've been asked a lot of things in all the years I've trained, but I haven't been asked that one.
Never asked you to kill their wife.
Hey, come here. Could I talk to you?
Yeah,
for a second?
Listen. I need you to kill my wife.
So yeah, I was thinking about killing my wife, but I don't want to do it. Do you know anybody that would actually?
Yeah, like, do you know somebody like seriously?
What do you say back to that?
Up? Like, well, yeah. How do you like?
How do you reply to that? Are you serious, bro? Because if you are,
like, I know a guy.
I actually know a guy.
And like him trusting him, the Noah guy. Like, yeah. Come on, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that was yeah, that was
going
bullshit.
Craigslist. No, I'm stupid.
Google that shit. You'll find it somewhere. Yeah. Somebody will handle it.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.